wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up
with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
He's in studio with us, acclaimed international award-winning chef Jameson Stocks is here. Michelin starred chef is in studio with us today. Jameson, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome back to South Africa.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back. Nice to get the weather.
Oh, isn't it nice to get away from that cold weather you've had and come to some sunshine?
Awful.
Listen, you've got a most incredible story of your passion for food and your passion for creating the most incredible experiences. Because that's what the world is about these days. It's about good company, great people coming together, and there's exciting, fantastic culinary experiences. Mm.
Well, South Africa's fastly becoming one of the best places in the world, you know. So it kind of makes sense, really, because considering you've got some of the best wine in the world, why wouldn't you have the best food in the world? So I think the biggest thing with South Africa is obviously really high-skilled chefs. So, you know, obviously, like Peter, for instance, you know,
Peter
he's obviously
Tempelhof,
Peter Tempelhof. He's obviously trained in Europe.
Yes.
And a lot of the best chefs do tend to train in Europe, then take it back to their homelands and then, you know, become, you know, great chefs within their home country. So, you know, super excited to be back, super excited to be spending some time with Peter and cooking at the restaurants and being around South Africans and getting some weather.
Everyone's so excited about you being here, rightly so. Have you noticed a shift in how South Africans are appreciating how food's been prepared compared to the last time that you were here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting more, obviously, recognised a lot more in the streets now and, you know, getting chased along in supermarkets and stuff. Yeah, I mean, the culture of the whole celebrity chef thing is not really so high here. So for me, it's like bringing a different dimension to the country. And, you know, I like rock and roll kind of... Yeah. My life's like that, you know. I'm constantly going from studio to studio now, so... You know, I love the fact that South Africans are embracing me and embracing the food and, you know, super excited about what we're doing here. So
how long are you here for? I mean, what's the itinerary like?
The itinerary is crazy.
always, rock and roll.
Yeah, once I finished here, I need to go and prep for a big media lunch at Fane. Which is obviously one of the best in Africa. Not I need to plug it any more than that, but and then it's just kind of media and interviews and meetings with publishers and various different things whilst I'm here. I leave on Sunday, possibly might stay a couple more days, depends on my restaurant in the UK. And then I'm back 15th of April, back again filming. So yeah, crazy.
That's whirlwind. I mean, that's just, you talk about rock and roll and the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's demanding and it takes a lot. You're up in the morning early. You're at bed in the morning early. There's a small little gap of rest and off you go again. And it's growing. I mean, it's not calming down at all.
No, I literally landed yesterday at 10, 11 and a half hour flight. Phew. My driver picked me up at the airport, straight dropped my bags off, my children's bags, and then straight to TV. It was like crazy. I met up with Siba last night and went to her restaurant and said hello, and then was with Peter yesterday and then with you guys this morning. And then
it's the circus, the good
days. It's like a circus, you're right.
But it's so amazing. You've got your kids here with you.
That's special.
It is special. So do you take them with the most of the time?
I take them everywhere with me.
That's brilliant.
I believe that education is about being there and then and part of the moment and experiencing things and getting the opportunity to come to studios and TV and meeting journalists, meeting great people, you know, meeting everyone from different walks of life here. They love it. I mean, we meet people, you know, we meet people in the streets over here. We meet people who are super wealthy here. You know, it's crazy.
That's the best education right there. I mean, that's the school of life.
And they're getting fed on the
I mean, they ate ramen head in timeout yesterday twice. We're at timeout market most days when we're here, and they get well fed, well looked after. And obviously, it's cold in the UK now, so they get to spend a bit of time with the penguins on the beach.
Stunning.
Relax.
And do they want to follow in Dad's footsteps or not really?
I hope not. I hope not, because people think it's all glamorous and stuff, but, you know, it takes, you know, I've known Peter for 25, 26 years.
Yeah.
What a great guy. I love
you know, him. And when we were when we were together, I mean, I was broke, obviously, but you know, when we were together, we just worked hard. Mm. It wasn't even about the money. It was actually just about the produce and the and the camaraderie and the family efforts and. You know, actually for me, because I never had a family, the kitchen family became my family.
Got you.
So it became like a bit of a release, really.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, that's what it was about for me. It was never about money or fame or anything.
Yeah. But the real passion lay there. And obviously, with that passion being so authentic and real, along came all the other bits like the fame and fortune and everything else. And that's important, you know, is to follow what your dreams essentially are. And the rest, you know, if they're meant to be, will come.
Yes.
People are asking on the WhatsApp line, please ask Jameson, it's Valentine's Day coming up soon. The theme is love. what is the trend this year around love? What do we prepare in the kitchen that's really simple?
Well, I love Valentine's as well, like everyone else. And what's good about this year, it's on a Friday, so all the restaurants were super busy, or even more super busy now, more of a demand. Well, I love all sorts of food. I don't specialise in, you know, kind of Asian cuisine or pasta or anything like that, but I would suggest doing something along the kind of sushi route, because everyone likes sushi.
Everybody does.
It's super easy to do. You can make the rice beforehand, you know, very simple. Just get some rice vinegar, bring it up to boil, you know, and then just let it go cold, basically. And as and when you want it, or you can prepare it, or you can do it together, which is quite fun.
Nice.
You know, with a loved one.
Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, roll it up into balls. You can have some fresh fish on there.
Yeah.
Those who are vegetarian can just put some vegetarian stuff on there. And just, there's no rules to food. Just do what you want.
I love that.
You know, obviously, if I'm in the restaurant, I'll follow recipes to the T, because I've tried and tested. But at home, and what I do for cookery demonstrations on TV and stuff, I actually don't bother with recipes too much. Just do it to...
Just do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just do it to I, and, you know, there's no rules, and just... You make mistakes. Who cares?
Who cares?
You can't really go wrong with sushi and some fish, though.
I love that. Listen, I can see why there's you know, so much need to see more of you on TV and to read more of your stuff, because the authenticity is really there, you know. And from that comes the desire to want to learn more about food, about the creations you make and how you beautifully put them together. It really is. I think of some like Magnus Walker. I don't know if you know Magnus Walker. He's got nothing to do with making food, but with cars and motoring. And he just does his own thing, specifically around Porsche 911s. But the way in which he embraces the rock and roll lifestyle that he has with what he really believes in, and that's a passion for cars, is exactly what I see in you. It's that proper real deal. So I love that about having you here.
Also with me, I want to learn as well. I still, you know, you never stop learning. You know, famous chef who I trained under, a guy called Marco, he used to say everyone's a commie chef in life. You're always still learning. I learned so much, even spending time with PT yesterday. I spent so much time with him over the years when I was younger. I still learn from him.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully he learns from me as well now a little bit. But, you know, I love the South African culture. I love the South African people. I love the food here. I love the braais and everything, you know.
Jameson Stocks and family, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile. On Smile 90.4 FM.